Chapter 10. Where is Donnie? À la grande surprise de Quentin, il faisait toujours nuit lorsqu'ils remontèrent du sous-sol. Était-ce la même nuit ou celle du lendemain? Il avait perdu toute notion de temps. Ne savait plus s'il avait dormi ou pas, ne pensait qu'à Lisa entre les mains de ses fous. On l'emmena dans le bureau et on lui montra une carte d'Epsom Common. « Now, where is he? » asked the doctor. « Where is Donnie? »«
I don't know, » said Quentin. « Where are the cricket field and the pub? »
Here is the cricket field, and there, on the corner, is the pub, said the captain, pointing to the top right-hand corner. Now, where is Donnie? Quentin put his finger on the map to show the way from the cricketers to where Donnie was hiding in the brambles. But he didn't want to show them the exact place. He wanted a place with lots of brambles, a place where he could escape. Finally, he pointed at the bottom left of the map. He's here, I think, in the brambles. The doctor and the captain exchanged a look. Right, let's go and find him then, said the captain. I'll wake the lads. Then he turned to Quentin. No tricks, okay?
What's tricks? Asked Quentin.
No running away, explained the captain. I'll have 6 trained men with me. If you run, you'll regret it.
I don't run, said Quentin. I will help Donnie.
Good, said the captain. Wait here. And he disappeared.
How do you make the time tunnel? Quentin asked the doctor.
How did we make what?
Morrow obviously didn't understand.
The time tunnel, said Quentin, to bring Donnie back from the First World War.
Oh, my dear boy, said the doctor with a smile.
Do you mean a wormhole?
It wasn't a wormhole.
DNA is much better than a wormhole, much less complicated and less expensive.
Once the thing had been done, you know, Dolly, once Dolly existed, it was easy to begin again. Everything had become possible.
Quentin didn't understand. What had the doctor said? DNA? And Dolly? But before he could ask more questions, the captain was back.
Ready to go, doctor, he said.
Bring Donnie back to us, the doctor said.
And get rid of this one on the way back, he added, with a look at Quentin.
Assis dans la jeep entre deux des hommes du capitaine habillés comme lui en treillis, Quentin tenta d'enrichir son vocabulaire.
What's get rid of, he asked the soldier on his left.
Throw away, said the man. Chuck out, ditch.
Quentin n'était pas plus avancé. Le soldat dut s'en rendre compte et eut pitié de lui.
Look, he said, showing his chewing gum. I want to get rid of my chewing gum, okay?
Okay, said Quentin.
So I open the window and I throw it away, said the soldier.
Et il joignit le geste à la parole, ouvrit la fenêtre et jeta son chewing gum à l'extérieur.
There, you see, I've got rid of my chewing gum.
Quentin sourit, mais le cœur n'y était pas. Un long frisson glacé venait de lui remonter le long de la colonne vertébrale. Apparemment, le docteur avait dit au capitaine de le jeter, lui, Quentin, de la voiture sur le chemin du retour, on the way back. Il n'allait quand même pas lui faire ça. Il était en train de les aider. Et s'ils avaient l'intention de se débarrasser de lui, qu'allait-il faire concernant Lisa? Quentin n'était pas dupe. Tout ce que le docteur lui avait dit paraissait plausible, mais également plein d'incohérences. Si c'était une expérience médicale d'envergure, alors pourquoi tant de secrets? S'il s'agissait de sauver des millions de vies, pourquoi un hôpital abandonné au lieu d'un centre de recherche dernier cri? Quentin avait l'impression que le docteur lui avait raconté n'importe quoi. Et en même temps, il y avait sans doute un fond de vérité dans son discours. De toute évidence, c'était un scientifique et il faisait des recherches. Mais de toute évidence aussi, ces recherches n'étaient pas autorisées. Sinon, il n'aurait pas jugé bon de les mener dans un hôpital désaffecté et de s'entourer d'une milice armée. Ces types lui mentaient, il en était certain. Et il n'avait toujours pas compris les vrais enjeux de la situation. Peu importe, il devait s'échapper. C'était tout ce qui comptait. S'échapper, prévenir la police et faire libérer Lisa. Le capitaine fit arrêter la jeep et ils descendirent tous.
Right, said the captain to Quentin. We're on the southern border of the common. The place you showed us on the map is over there.
He made a large gesture with his torch.
3 of my men will go in front, then you, then 3 others, then me. If you try anything, you'll have the 7 of us onto you.
Quentin remained silent. What could he say? He was too busy trying to think of a way to escape. The men started walking and Quentin followed. They had torches but no dogs. Perhaps if he found a blackberry bush he could hide and the men wouldn't find him in the dark, thought Quentin.
Stop, said the captain behind him after a few minutes. We should be near now. Do you recognize anything?
It's too dark, said Quentin. I can't see.
Give him some light, lads, said the captain.
The soldiers directed their torches all around, powerful lights shining on the trees and the grass.
No, said Quentin, I don't recognize this part of the common. There are no blackberry bushes.
Okay, then we'll go on, said the captain. Ils se remirent en route.
Look for blackberry bushes, lads, said the captain.
Quentin les suivit, de plus en plus inquiet. Il avait la tête qui tournait et il luttait contre une envie croissante de vomir. Une vague de panique lui donna une suée. Et s'il n'arrivait pas à s'échapper?
Blackberry bushes ahead, said one of the soldiers suddenly. Lots of blackberry bushes, Cap.
Okay, son, the captain said to Quentin. Is this the right place?
La place à droite?
Quentin fronça les sourcils avant de se rappeler que right voulait aussi dire juste ou correct ou bon.
La bonne réponse, the right answer.
Is this where Donny is? Insisted the captain.
I don't know, said Quentin. It's not the same in the dark. No, I don't think this is the right place.
There are blackberry bushes everywhere, said the captain.
Yes, but it's not here, said Quentin.
The captain sighed and turned to his men.
On we go, he said, making a sign for them to continue.
Suddenly, Quentin saw a tree he recognized. This was the right place. Donny was near. He saw a movement in the brambles. He looked again. It was Ishka.
Quentin réfléchit à toute allure. Comment profiter de la présence de la chienne? S'il l'appelait, est-ce que les hommes armés lui feraient du mal?
Sans doute, puisqu'ils étaient prêts à se débarrasser d'un adolescent. Bon, en premier, il fallait mettre un peu de distance entre ces hommes et lui. Trouver un endroit dans les ronces, peu importe lequel, dire que Donny était parti, puis se cacher. Ramper, retrouver la chienne. Pas nécessairement dans cet ordre.
It's not far, said Quentin to the captain. But I must go alone. You can't come. If Donny sees you, he will be scared. He's hiding.
Okay, lads, stop here, said the captain. Give him a torch.
We'll be watching your torch, boy. Don't think you're going to escape. Tell Donny to come out.
Quentin took the torch and walked to the brambles where Donny was hiding.
Donny! It's Quentin, he called.
Everything was silent. Nothing moved.
A soldier shone his torch on the brambles.
The hole under the brambles was empty.
Quentin turned to the captain.
Donny's not here, he said. He's gone.
Comme prévu, les faisceaux lumineux se détachèrent de sa personne pour fouiller un peu partout aux alentours. Il se demanda soudain s'il avait vraiment vu Ishka ou si ce n'était pas son pauvre cerveau fatigué qui le faisait halluciner. Peu importe. À trois, il plongerait dans les ronces et disparaîtrait.
Un, deux, trois.